Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we are grateful to the Lord for that. Well, let me encourage you from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13. Brothers, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you will not grieve like the rest who are without hope. Hallelujah. I like that scripture. In fact, yesterday I conducted a funeral service of one of our members' mother in the church, and this was repeatedly in my mind, and we talked about from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and about the resurrection of the dead. So all these verses were there that encouraged us. But let me just ask you a few questions. You know, one of the translations says, I want you to know what happens to a Christian when he dies. The question is, do you remember the first time death forced you to say the final goodbye to a loved one? At the funeral, you may have heard words like departed, passed on, gone ahead. These were unfamiliar terms. You wondered, departed to where? Passed on to what? Gone ahead for how long? When someone dies after a full life, you can accept that. But what if they die as a result of violence or after a long battle with illness? Now your dreams are buried as they lower the coffin into the ground. And I like what Paul writes in verses 13 and 14 of this chapter. I want you to know what happens to a Christian when he dies, so that when it happens, you will not be full of sorrow as those who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and then came back to life again, we can also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him all the Christians who have died. Those words turn our hopeless sorrow into hope-filled sorrow. How? By assuring us that we will see our loved ones again. Isn't that what we desire to believe? We long to know our loved ones are safe in death. We yearn for the reassurance that the soul goes instantly to be with God. But do we dare to believe it? According to the scriptures, yes. At death, a Christian immediately enters the presence of God and delights in conscious fellowship with the Father and with others who have gone before. These words on a believer's gravestone say it all. The parting is for a moment, but the meeting will be for eternity. Hallelujah. So be encouraged. A man is born to die, but if you die as a believer and a Christian, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, you then sleep for a longer time. And when Jesus returns, your grave will be opened first. And we, those who are alive, we will be transformed into the likeness of his son Jesus in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you that you're a God of hope. The Lord, you are a living hope. You grant us that living hope in our spirit, in our soul, to know that your word is truth. You assure us in our human spirit by the power of your Holy Spirit that when our loved ones who have gone to be with you and those who died in Christ, they, O Lord, have their presence in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we want to say thank you that they rest in you. They have passed from death to glory. they have passed from sorrows and sicknesses of this world into the health and rest in their lives. We want to say thank you. We praise you and we bless you. Prepare our hearts and minds, O Lord, to number our days. Help us to understand, O Lord, to live our lives with the fear of God in our hearts, trusting God, obeying the word of God, living in accordance to your scriptures, that we will live holy, our lifestyle will be holy, that our lives will be well-pleasing unto you. We thank you. Today, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, bless them. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them, O Lord. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I speak healing into their bodies, because healing is the birthright of the believers. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because you grant us life and you grant us longevity. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a wonderful day ahead of you and a fantabulous weekend. And remember to go to church this Sunday. God bless you and bye for now.